WJTL. We have an Easter twin spin for you with Cochran & Co. That's Grave. Jeremy Camp's The Answer. Before that, good morning. 7:21.
Weather-wise, clouds, rain, and patchy fog this morning. Afternoon clouds otherwise. High around 51 degrees. Tonight, clear. Low, 33. For Good Friday, sunny and breezy with a high of 55. Over the weekend, warming up. Partly sunny with a chance of an afternoon shower on Saturday. High 58. For Sunday, Easter is going to be beautiful, partly sunny with a high of 62. Misty is what they're calling it right now. It's 46 degrees in Harrisburg, 47 in Lancaster.
Our very special guest today, Angie Kreider, is with us. She's the founder and president of Nanny's Nighties. She's also a longtime WJTL listener. Angie, good morning again.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here. Tell us what Nanny's Nighties is all about.
Nanny's Nighties is a nonprofit, and our mission is to distribute nightgowns to ladies in long-term care facilities who maybe don't have financial resources or family that provide for them.
And this was inspired by you and your dad being the caretakers for your mom.
Right, yeah. We cared for my mom for about 12 years. She had Alzheimer's, diagnosed at a very early age, and our care plan was to keep her at home, and that kind of led to eventually creating a nonprofit in her name.
And you just shared a saying that somebody shared with you about your mom's passing. Share that with us.
Yeah, I read in a grief pamphlet, I believe it was, it said, "Never forget her and everything that she was, for one day you'll become her legacy."
Wow.
And I thought, that's, my mom was caring, she was generous, she was giving, and I thought, well, what a better way to honor her than this.
Yeah. And so now Nanny, as the grandkids called her, Nanny's Nighties is going into homes all over the WJTL listening area. The first year you did 50, last Christmas, this Christmas past, over 500.
Over 500, yes. Yeah. To 9 different facilities in York, Lancaster, and Dauphin County.
So April was your mom's birthday, and that's when you're going to go out again.
Yeah, we're going out again in April. We have 3 facilities currently. About 300 nightgowns we'll give out.
Wow.
It takes an army to do what we do. So,
do you need volunteers? Do you need helpers?
Word. Yeah, we need helpers to package the nightgowns, to help us deliver the nightgowns, to contribute financially so we can purchase the nightgowns, that sort of thing. So,
if folks want to get involved and they love what you're doing and want to be a part, what's the best way to get in touch with you? Go to the website?
Best way is go to the website. There's a spot there where you can connect with us. It'll send me an email and I can reach out to you. My phone number's listed there. They can call me. We have a Facebook page. You can get updates on our Facebook group as well.
And your basement is like a warehouse, I understand, because you don't just give nightgowns. You're giving out care kits.
Yeah, we give out a nightgown, socks with the grippies on so they don't slip and fall. And then we give out a personal care kit. Yeah. Hand lotion, lip balm, nail files, tissues, things that are kind of luxuries in most of the facilities that we visit.
And you're going to the care homes that are taking care of those who probably don't have the finances to have this themselves.
Right, yeah. We visit facilities that accept Medicaid only, or they do accept Medicaid. So those are ones that through state funding, they're receiving probably $45 a month in some kind of financial support, which they need to purchase sometimes medicine, clothing, shoes, all of those things. So it's not a lot of money that they're living on. So
if you'd like to help distribute, pack, or donate towards the April event, nannies90s.org is the place that you want to go and get all the information. That's when Angie's mom's birthday was, and that's when they go out, and you're going to have over 300 folks be really touched. Any stories come to mind as you think about passing these gift bags out?
Yeah, lots of stories. This past Christmas, we had a gentleman at a facility. I heard my dad and him scuffling in the hallway, and I thought, what's going on? I better come out and see. And I came out, and he said, I want to give you this. You put a smile on my wife's face. She was in the dementia unit. And so he gave us his last $14.
Amazing.
And the facilitator at the home said, please just take it because he will just harass the staff for a stamp, for an envelope.
He'll mail it to you.
So oh just take it.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
You know, so even.
But the impact of that smile, on his wife and on him.
It left an impression.
Yeah, here's an opportunity for you to make those kind of impressions this April and again at Christmas time. Nannies90s.org is the place. Angie, it was a delight to have you on the air today.
Thank you guys for having me. It was wonderful this morning.
Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for listening all these years,
too.
Thank
you, yes.
Back to the music we go. Here's Casting Crowns, All Because of Mercy. WJTL, good morning.